It's time for our weekly chat featuring weekend arts and cultural events with Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren of the Lexington Herald Leader. On their minds this week is Lexington's annual Halloween event, the Thriller Parade, and the Day of Related Activities.
This year it's the 15th edition of the Thriller Parade, which is kind of hard to believe because, you know, we can remember back to the early days of Thriller.
Mm-hmm. And it's become so popular, which I don't know if someone's never been. You have to go. It's free to watch the parade, and the crowds come out, children, grown-ups, everybody. So it's fun. It really is.
We got together earlier this week with Teresa Toome, who owns Mecca, which is the multicultural dance studio that got the Thriller Parade started. She was talking about how it was just really kind of a scrappy one-off thing that they decided to do just to kind of recreate this iconic music video from Michael Jackson, and now it's kind of turned into this civic Halloween celebration. I mean, now Saturday there will be a market from like 11 to 8 down at Cheapside. Mm-hmm. Then there is a Halloween variety show down at the Courthouse Plaza, all leading up to the parade at 8 o'clock. And it's Saturday night this year, which is pretty cool.
Now, UK Theater also seems to know what weekend it is because we have a show about scary monsters.
Yes, She Kills Monsters, which I'm probably going to mess up the name, but the playwright is Key Nugent, and he is really popular right now. He's got several scripts out there. One is kind of a zombie play set after Hamlet, but this one is set in the world of Dungeons and Dragons in the 90s, which do you remember Dungeons and Dragons?
Remember it. I never played Dungeons and Dragons, but it was huge.
It was. There was always that dedicated group of D&D people. But a really cool production, lots of fight choreography and all that good stuff at UK Theater. One thing that struck me about the Best Bets section this week, Harriet, is the kind of, it's not a very Halloween-y section. We got other stuff going on, too.
We do. There's ballet up close and personal. That's the Kentucky Ballet Theater, opening its 19th season. And that's going to be Friday through Sunday at the Downtown Arts Center. And then over at the Loudoun House, the Lexington Art League has Fourth Friday going on with Louis Beckett, All We Ever Wanted. And that's, of course, on Friday, 6 to 9.
And that's part of the big Louis Beckett celebration that's been going on all fall. There's also Institute 193 is opening their contribution to that this weekend as well.
Also at Comedy Off-Broadway, we have the Character Assassination Comedy Troupe with a roast of Trump and Hillary. They were popular when they were there before. They included a roast of Disney characters.
Right. Their thing has been to roast fictional characters, but I guess they kind of felt that the election was irresistible. And speaking of the election, make sure to get your Weekender section this week or go to lexgo.com. We have our quadrennial presidential candidate Halloween masks up, and certainly if there was ever an election that rated Halloween masks, it is this one.
I think so.
Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren cover arts and culture for the Lexington Herald Leader and lexgo.com. You can also find listings of arts and cultural activities at the events calendar link at weku.fm.